Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Thank you. from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now. I am your host this morning, Teresa, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas on this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. That's right. And you just heard Rescue Me by your one and only girl, Teresa Graham. That's me. That's right. I tell you, I'm getting ready to go back into the studio. I'm going to be working on a new project, so you're going to hear more music on this podcast, this channel, okay? And so as you've heard, since you've been tuning in, you heard Coming of the Lord, you heard my song Love is Special, you heard my song Praise Him, you just heard Rescue Me, and you heard Second Chance, that's right. And so now I'm getting ready to work on some new projects, and guys, I want you to keep it locked here because I got some good stuff getting ready to be released. And so, guys, I want to just thank you guys for waking up this morning with me to join me with Chit Chat. I tell you, I enjoy coming and chit and chatting. You know what I'm saying? Giving that old-fashioned chit chat. I love it, honey. Because, honey, let me tell you something. When you know how the old folk used to sit on the porch, and they used to just talk, you know, they talk things out, they just talk about life. And so this platform, this is what we're doing. We're serving up life. We're serving up wisdom, the wisdom of God. You know, I want to come and just love on you and talk to you, and hopefully through me and God using me as his vessel, that I will be able to release a word that will change the situations in your life and also make you think and ponder about who you are and what is your purpose on this earth. And that's what it's about, beloved. And I'm so happy that you're tuning in and you're supporting this ministry, and you're just loving on me as I love on you, because you know what? You don't even have to turn me on early in the morning, but you do. And so I appreciate you. And I know every time that I come downstairs into my office and sit to my desk and into this studio, I know somebody is listening. And I want to send a shout out to everyone who out there who are really, I mean, you're supporting, you're listening, and you're praying for me, and you're my cheerleader. Come on, somebody. You're my virtue cheerleader. And it feels good, you know, to know that, you know, you want to hear what the Most High God is releasing through me as his vessel. And like I've always said, beloved, when I sit in this chair, I don't hardly know what. Look here, I'm just being led by the Spirit of God, okay? Because when you pick up that ink pen to write, that ink pen, it submits to you, your authority. And that's what my vessel is. That's what I do. I submit to God's authority. And wherever the Holy Spirit leads me, that's where I'm going, okay? So I'm just happy, guys, that you all are here. So I just want to stop right there and just let you know I love you guys, and I thank you so much. And whatever you want the Most High God to do in your life today, stand up, begin to speak it into the atmosphere, because your words are seeds. And whatever you send into the atmosphere, you're going to reap just what you say, okay? And learn how to speak the word of God over your life. Let that be the first thing you do in the morning, because God's word will not return to him void, but it shall accomplish that which he sent it to do. And you have to believe that. But first of all, you got to get in that mirror and begin to renew your mind. Let your mind lined up with the word of God. Amen. And allow the Most High God to be what he wants to be in your life. Allow his word to be final authority in your life, and you will not go wrong. Okay? And you don't even have to figure your life out, because he already knew what he wanted you to be before he put you in your mother's womb. Come on, somebody. I felt the preach right there. And so it's better for you to stand on the word of God. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself when you feel tore up from the floor, busted and disgusted, about to lose your last mind. You sometimes got to stand up and begin to encourage your own self. Amen. Know your worth. You don't need somebody else coming telling you who you are when you should already know who you are and whose you are. God, I just said something right there. Y'all don't stop me popping off like the 4th of July today. Come on, somebody, because y'all know me. I will pop off like the 4th of July. What you say? Glory be to God. I felt that right there. Well, anywho, I want to go ahead and get into our topic today, and we're talking about lust, and we're going to wrap this thing up today. Come on, somebody. If you don't know what lust is, you will know by the end of this show, okay? Well, guys, getting ready for the show, you know, I just crack my own self up sometimes. I love having fun, and I love loving on folks. Come on, somebody. And I just love speaking into somebody's spirit, man. Come on, somebody. I speak to your gifts on the inside of you so that the Most High God can resurrect that thing that was laying dormant in your life. You know, it was dead. It was just sitting there, you know, collecting dust and spider webs and all that other stuff. So we got to get in there and clean that thing out. What you say? Glory be to God. So today, the forecast for Fort Worth, Texas area is 95 degrees. Okay? It says it's partly cloudy. And there's no rain in the forecast until Monday. Okay, and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. But today, it is partly cloudy, but it sounds like, honey, it's going to be hot. Oh, it's going to be hot today. Okay, well, I'm glad I don't have to be out there in that heat today. Okay, so with that with that said, guys, make sure y'all drink plenty of fluid. Okay, we need you to drink that water. Okay, don't get dehydrated out there and you drinking all that soda. That soda is not good for you. You need to go ahead and get some of that water in there. Because you know what? Your body is just like a flower. A plant. If you go outside and you get a can of soda and you pour it on that plant going to die. Okay? But as soon as you put some good old nice fresh water on that plant, guess what? It rises up. Come on, somebody. It rises up. Okay, so you give your body the water that it needs, okay? And pull away from that soda, you know, get you some good old juice, you know, get you some fruits and juice them fruits and vegetables. And get that in your body, get those cells, you know, you got to stay healthy. Okay, if you say you're working for the kingdom of God and you're getting ready to do some, come on now, yeah, come on. How you going to go up there and deliver a word and you broke up? You telling somebody God is a healer and they're looking at you, limping and barely making it and out of breath. Come on. How you going to witness to somebody and you ain't doing what you witnessing about? You must first live the word. You must be the first partakers of what you're preaching. Come on, somebody. Come on. What you say? So, yeah, let's get it together. Let's get it together. Anywho, today we're going to be talking about lust, okay? And so I went to Mr. Google, and, you know, I'm a teacher too as well as a preacher, but we're gonna teach this today. How about that? Like, okay, so I hope you guys are ready to let's go ahead and dive into what lust is. And so I looked at Mr. Google, and I looked at the word lust. Okay. The noun of lust from Mr. Google says it is very strong sexual desires. Okay? It says it's a very strong sexual desire. Now the verb of the word lust says it is to have a very strong sexual desire for someone. So there is a noun and there is a verb to the word lust. Let me repeat that again. The noun is very strong sexual desire. And the verb of that word lust is to have a very strong sexual desire for someone. Okay? Now, so we talked about when you look upon someone and you have a lust behind them, you have already sinned. You have already committed the act. Okay? You just wasn't in between the sheets physically, but mentally you was drawn and tempted by your own flesh. James chapter 1 and 14 through 15 says, and I want you to get that, it says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Did y'all get that? And that simply means eternal separation from God. And so, beloved, I want you to understand that lust will cause death in your life. It will cause problems in your life because it bringeth forth sin. And then when sin is present, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. Now, we talked about Adam and Eve. We talked about a little bit about David. According to 2 Samuel, King David was tempted upon seeing Bathsheba bathe in her courtyard from the roof of his palace. He had her brought to his chamber and had sex with her. And after they had sex, here comes the baby. Come on, somebody. You know, sex do, you know, bring on a child, okay? If okay, so if y'all don't know what that mean, I just want you to catch me in the spirit here, okay? And so here we see King David had to been watching, and I'm going to say it how I feel it. Come on, somebody. King David had to been watching this woman for a while to begin to lust behind her beauty. Begin to lust behind her body. And so it said, upon seeing Bathsheba taking a bath in her courtyard, minding her business, he up on the roof looking. You know how some of y'all do, y'all get on social media and you look for these women that's showing their lips, hips, and thighs. And it ensnares you. Come on, somebody. Girls, you know how you look on social media and you see these guys with these biceps, triceps, and looking fine and got it going on. Y'all know how y'all do. So you continue to keep looking. You keep looking, you know. It's drawing you. That's temptation. The Bible says every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Sisters, y'all ain't doing nothing but causing these men to sin. Brothers, y'all ain't doing nothing but causing these women to sin. Because they're being drawn away of their own lust and enticed. And this is what happened to King David, a man after God's own heart. Y'all better talk to me. Now, after seeing Bathsheba taking a bath, his flesh took control of his mind. He done lost his mind. He done lost that he's a man after God's own heart, y'all. Y'all better talk. Y'all better talk to me today. David done got messed up. He up there on the rooftop looking down at Bathsheba taking that bath. I don't know what type of water it was, so I ain't finna dress it up, okay? I don't know whether she I don't know whether she was in some bubbles or what she was in. Oh, you know what I'm saying? But he was messed up. Because after watching the beauty, not only watching the beauty and lusting behind her, he saw the body. Oh, God. He saw her nakedness. Let's put it like that. And so he lost his mind. That lust took control of his mind. Huh? David was king, and the pride of life took control. And then David sent messengers to get her. It wasn't bad. Look, it wasn't enough that he was looking at all that. He had to go ahead and reach out for it. Come on, somebody. He had to set up some plots. Uh-huh. He needed to set up some plots. So that's what lust will make you do. It'll make you scheme. It'll make you set up plots. Come on, somebody. I hope y'all feeling me in the spirit realm now. It'll make you set up snares and traps, because this will happen to David after he sent for her. Uh-huh. She came to him. He slept with her. And then after she came up with baby, okay, he went and tried to put her husband on the front line to get him killed, tried to send him back home to his wife. That none of that worked. And well, first he tried to send him back home to his wife, but he had a faithful servant that was serving him. Oh, come on, somebody. And so when that didn't work, he put him on the front line to get him killed. Y'all better talk to me. Now, let me go back to James 1:14-15. It says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. See? Death. Huh? Death? Y'all hear what I said now? Death. And so we see that King David had Bathsheba, husband, killed, because he need to cover up that lie. He need to cover up his sin. He need to cover up his lust. So now David went from being the King David to walking behind fig leaves, which is shame, hiding. How many of y'all got some fig leaves that you got covering you today? Because you got to hide and not let nobody know in your ministry, because if it get out, it's going to destroy you for good. Come on, somebody, huh? You're afraid to let somebody know that you've been sneaking, tricking, deceiving, cunning, and walking in lust the whole time you were in ministry. You can't help yourself. You can't preach from trying to reach to these sisters. You can't preach from trying to reach to these brothers, huh? Everything that come in your ministry you think is for you. You got to control your lustful self. Come on, somebody. You got to get a deliverance. Amen? In order to lead the people of God, you got to understand that there is a lustful spirit that's driving you. Come on, somebody. I'm about to slap my own self today. Amen? Lust is a deadly and powerful magnet designed by Satan to draw people into his net. And get this, guys. I don't care whether you preach the gospel. I don't care whether you got money or you're broke. No one is exempt unless they are living in the perfect will of God. I hope y'all getting this. I hope y'all getting this. I tell you, I'm so. When it comes to lust, we need to go ahead and cancel the devil's assignment. Amen. In fact, David, the man after God's own heart, even welcomed that enemy into his presence. Uh-huh. And so in midlife, David was slain by the giant called lust. Even though David slay Goliath, lust came and slay him. Oh, God. Yeah, oh, my God. I just said something. I just hit somebody in the spirit. Even though David was able to slay the giant, Goliath, lust was the giant that slayed him. Amen? Y'all better talk to me today. And so we're talking about lust today. Lust equals sin, equal works of the flesh. Amen? Amen. Y'all better talk to me today. Huh? You got all kind of people lusting after animals. Bestiality. Y'all ever heard of that? Huh? Y'all ever heard of bestiality? That's someone having sex with animals. Huh? Come on, somebody. We gonna get deep here. Huh? That's what you call lust. Somebody lusting after their animals. That's having sex with animals. What about rape, incest? Huh? Anal intercourse? Y'all know what that is, right? Y'all send your churn out the, I just say churn. Send your churn out the room now, because this going to get deep, huh? Get them on out of there. Don't have it loud up. Go ahead and put your earplugs in. Come on, because I don't hold nothing back. I'll keep it 100. So anal sex, anal intercourse. Y'all know how y'all get on there and look at pornography and you see them having sexual intercourse with people in their behind where feces come from? Is that natural? Is that of God? Come on, y'all better talk to me. I'm about to slap somebody in the spirit. Come on. Is that God to have anal sex? That's not God. That's the spirit of lust. Perversion, especially with a child. You know how many people are messing with little children? That burns my chickens, beloved. That burns my chickens when it comes down to a child. Oh, you got a problem with me now. Amen? When it comes to a baby. But people are doing that. Masturbation. You know how many people pulling on themselves? Huh? Masturbating and getting up behind the sacred desk talking about they're going to preach a word and they got a masturbation problem. That's lust. Amen? All of this is sexual aversion. Amen? Lasciviousness. Amen? Idolatry. Worship of money. Alcohol. Lusting after power. Lusting after false religion. Lusting after witchcraft. Lust bring on hatred. Amen. Lust love to fight and debate. Lust have jealousy attached to it. Lust have strife. Feeling that you're above everybody. Revenge. You want to seek revenge. Amen. Envying, murderer, drunken, all this attached to lust. Riots, crazy talking, music, pictures, sex, orgies, wild parties, booze, drugs, cursing, and such like, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. When you do these things, beloved, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And when you do these things, amen, the Bible says every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. Amen? Amen. Amen. And so, according to 1 Peter 4:2, the Bible says we are to live out the rest of our time in the will of God and should not live out our days in lust. Did y'all get that? Amen? So lust of the flesh, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, their lure through the lust of the flesh, through the much wantonness. And that's found in 2 Peter chapter 2 and 18. Lust equals ungodliness and worldly living and thinking. The scripture said we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. We shall look for that blessed hope, meaning Christ Jesus, and his glorious appearing. And that's found in Titus chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. Now, beloved, you must understand, and don't get it twisted, but lust can come in many forms. Amen? It can come in many forms. Money, we know that to be true. What about sex? Wow, sex. That was designed by a man and a woman who is married. So, sex, okay? But you see people looking at pornography. This draws lust, the lust of your eyes. Bestiality, that's lust. Having sex with your animal, okay? I can't even picture that, but having sex with your animal. Adultery, fornication, that's a form that lust come in. What about power? You know, people do anything. They'll trick and trade for some power, huh? They'll even break up marriages to get some power. You know those sisters come to church and the man, he got a ring on it. He got a ring on his finger. And those girls figure, okay, you know, I look better than her. I'm going to get her man. You know that kind of stuff, huh? Oh, y'all better talk to me today. Adultery. You know those married pastors that got a ring on their finger and looking at these single girls coming in showing all their goodness, huh, and all their glory. And then he can't help himself. He can't preach from trying to reach. So now he done forgot he got Mrs. Miss at the house. Huh? So he find himself sneaking and dipping and fornicating and adultery with somebody else. He got a cockabye. He got him a little cockabye. You know how many people come to church and got some cockabines, honey? I mean, they got them lined up. Oh, God, I just said something right there. I'm about to mess somebody up in the spirit. They got a cockabine. Oh, God, I got Mrs. Miss at the house, but I need me a cockabine. I need me a couple of them. They don't want no one. They need a couple of them. I know what. Now, wait a minute. I got to back up a little bit. Now, how can a man love five women at one time? That means somebody going like somebody ain't getting it all. I mean, I'm just trying to figure this thing out. How can a man love five women at one time? I don't get that. I mean, he got Mrs. Miss at the house, but he got four cockabines. Something wrong there. Somebody going to go lacking somewhere. My God, I tell you, I'm still trying to figure that one out. But now we're talking about lust, sex, and we're talking about power. All are lust and is sin against our body and against God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 say, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. So see, that lets us know this is what Paul is quoting, okay? And so we must keep in mind, beloved, that we're not only sinning against our body, but we're also sinning against God. Amen? And did you know that the increase in lust, which is running rapid over the world, fulfills end time prophecy about the last days before Jesus Christ Yeshua returns to the earth. Amen? Because if you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 1 and 7, it talks about that. And also Timothy chapter 3 and 13. Amen? It says, but evil men and seducers shall wax grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Amen? Amen. And then it also talks about in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 7, it says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Perilous times. Excuse me, my tongue getting tired. Perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, amen, despisers of those that are good, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers different kinds of lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is how we know Jesus Christ Yeshua is soon to return. Because the churches is running rapid with the spirit of lust. The world is in trouble, beloved. Darkness is just hovering over the world. And Jesus said that if a person lusts for sex, when he sees another person, meaning you look upon that sister, you look upon that brother, you done committed lust. Jesus said he is guilty of committing adultery in his heart. Huh? I want to talk to the preachers right quick, and I got to wrap this up because I got to go. But I want to know to the preachers, you're standing behind the sacred desk and you're preaching the word of God, whether you married or you unmarried, and you look upon a sister and you begin to lust after them, what have you already done? I just want you to ponder on that. But in Matthew chapter 5 and 26 says, but I say unto you that whosoever look on a woman or a man, queen, so don't get it twisted, that go for you too, to lust after her or him, had committed adultery with her or him already in his heart. Again, let me just go ahead and say this again. Lust is a deadly and powerful magnet designed by Satan himself to draw people into his net. No one is exempt unless they are living in the perfect will of God. Now, King David was able to slay the giant Goliath, but lust came and slayed King David. See? He was able to slay the giant, but the lust was a giant in his life, and it came and slayed him because now he found himself lusting behind another man's wife. He sent for that wife, committed the act with her. Bebe came on the scene. You know she got pregnant. Bebe came on the scene. Now he had to go and try to send his soldiers back home to sleep with his wife so he can cover up his sin. See, he was walking behind fig leaves. Like I said, Adam and Eve had to cover themselves with fig leaves because fig leaves represent shame. And so David, when that failed, David had to put the man on the front line and have him killed. But did all his sin escape God's eye? No, it did not. And David had to pay a big price for what he did. Come on, somebody. So let me wrap this up. A sinner is foolish, disobedient, and deceived. He serves different kinds of lusts and pleasures. He lives in malice and envy. He is hateful and hates others, according to Titus chapter 3 and 3. Every sinner needs to become a born-again Christian. Then he will grow to love others. He will also turn away from his sins and serve God. Then he can be truly happy and at peace. Amen? The world, beloved, when you look around the world today, and I'm going to say this, and I got to go, okay? But when you look around the world, it is currently full of lust and vanity. Can y'all see that today? Do y'all smell that today in this world that we live in? Just as it was during the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's right. It's no different. Read about Sodom and Gomorrah, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Once Jesus Christ Yeshua returns, beloved, lust will pass away. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, meaning vanity, ego, and covetous. You know, people cover other people's household. And that is not even of the Father, but is of the world. And Satan is the prince of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that that death the will of God abideth forever. 1 John chapter 2 and 16, 17. He that committed sin is of the devil. Y'all better talk to me today. Y'all know what your lust for self. Y'all better talk to me today. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God, Jesus, was manifest, made known, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's 1 John 3 and 8. Now the Bible says we are to flee youthful lust. Flee also youthful lust. But to follow righteousness, faith, charity, love, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22. 1 Peter chapter 1 and 14 says that after we are saved, we are to be as obedient children. We are not to adhere to the former lust that we committed in ignorance. Okay? Some of us have committed lust not even knowing that's what we were doing. Okay? The carnal mind, a lusting mind, and is an empathy of God. For to be carnally minded is death, eternally separated from God until a person gets saved. That's what that means. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now you can go and study Romans chapter 8 verses 6, okay? Now lust equal a fleshly mind, which is all pure, puffed up, I would say, with ego. Okay, so we want you to go and study Colossians chapter 2 and 18. Now, Satan puts lust in our body parts, which are called members. Then our body parts war against our Lord. And so remember I told you guys on yesterday, he never dangled anything in front of you that you're not attracted to. It doesn't make your flesh hop and jump or leap or burn or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's not gonna give you something that you're not attracted to. You know, it's just not gonna happen. I don't care how much money they got, okay? And some women, they don't care whether the man ugly or he hopping. If he got that ching-ching, got that money, oh, they down with it because they're after one thing and they got a motive is to get your money. You know what I'm saying? And so some women just don't care. Some men don't care either because they get them sugar mamas. You know, them young boys, them young papa, they get them sugar mamas. You know, they don't care whether they got false teeth or no legs, no eyes or anything. They just going to get with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I need her coins. You know, people got all kind of games and tricks and trades. And that's what lust does. It's a deceiver. And when lust is finished with you, it's going to kill you. Amen. I don't care what it is. It's going to kill you. If you lusting so much after sex, eventually you're going to die. You lusting after money, it's going to choke you. It's going to kill you. So that's why I'm saying be very careful and examine yourself, okay? James 4, 2 and 3 say, ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Is that good, y'all? Is that good? Come on, somebody. Come on. I want y'all to say this little prayer right quick, and I got to go. But I need you all to understand how powerful lust is, beloved. If you don't understand nothing else, understand that lust is a spirit. Whether you female or male, it will affect you. That's what lust will do. I don't care who you think you are, how much money you think you got going on, baby, but if you sitting up all night looking at your bank account, talking about bragging on your money and stuff, you're lusting. Are you looking at somebody else's status and you lusting? You want what they want. That's why the world is a mess. It's because people are lusting after the wrong thing. I wish y'all can put that lust into God and want more of God than you want more of the world. Because if you are of the world, you are enemy to God. You're not even a child of God. If you're sitting up desiring what other people got and want to be grand and want your ministry to be this way because you're competing with somebody else in their ministry, or you want to look this way because somebody else looking, you're lusting after somebody else's beauty. Huh? Because now you're in the plastic surgery. You're getting some knives on your skin trying to look like. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm about to slap my own self silly. You're trying to look like, but you're not them. Huh? You become an identity snatcher because you don't even know why God created you. And because you don't take time to find out who you are, you find yourself walking in error and trying to be something God didn't even create you to be. Come on out of here. Glory be to God. You try to be something that the Most High God never created you to be. And so you find yourself wrestling and walking out of the will of God and the purpose and plan for your life that God has for you. Do you not know you are uniquely, fearfully, wonderfully made by the Most High God? And there is nobody like you, baby. It's going to cost you something to be Teresa. Believe that. Believe. Look here. I don't think you want to be Teresa. Huh? If I sit your hips down and tell you everything I had to go through, huh? It'll cause you to cry for me and begin to glorify God. Huh? Come on, somebody. So never try to be somebody that God didn't create you to be. Stop all this faking stuff. Stop all this pretending. Because pretending ain't nothing but an actor. And an actor, what they do, they lie. They read scripts. They pretend. It's not real. It's fake. Okay? It's fake. So let's not get it twisted. It's fake. So we got to understand, beloved, that God wants us to live our best life. And living our best life is identifying who we are. Amen? And just surrender our will to him. Let his will take, you see what I'm saying, take place in our life and his word be final authority in our life. Stop all this. Let's come on out of here. Come on out of here. Come on out of here. Let's stop this mess. Okay? Okay? let's go ahead and kill that lustful spirit right there. Right there. Because I'm going to tell you something. Y'all know. Whoever know me for real. I ain't got time to shake and fake. And I ain't got time to be trying to be somebody else. Because, baby, it take work being Teresa. It take work being me. Now go on. Glory be to God. See, I can't be me if I'm trying to be you. Huh? I'm real. Come on, somebody. Y'all better talk to me today. And so I just want you to open your eyes and realize the social media is full of lust. It has a lustful spirit there. And a lot of people don't think that they have arrived because maybe their ministry is not on the same level as the potter's house. Okay. And so their ministry is not on that level. So they find themselves competing against another man of God trying to grow or try to set their ministry up to try to look like, feel like, or try to make it create the image of something God didn't create. And the Bible says, unless God build the house, you labor in vain. And so sometimes you have to strip all that stuff you built up fleshly. And then go in prayer and seek God and let God build that house up spiritually. The Bible said, no man cometh to the Father unless the Spirit of the Lord draws them. Not your programs. Not your good singing choir. Come on, somebody. Huh? Unless God build the house, you labor in vain. See? It's God's house. And it's God's business. And sometimes we got our fleshly hands into a spiritual matter that we need to remove. Because there's no good thing in the flesh. And the flesh will lust. Y'all better talk to me today. That's why you got a lot of pastors, preachers, teachers, whatever they are, they fallen because they fell to the lust of their eyes. That's their giant. What is your giant in your life today? I want you to really, really, really hear me. And I hope you share this with your family and your friends, somebody. Just share it. I don't care who you share it with. Just share it. If you believe in what you heard today and you believe the Most High God was speaking to you today or speaking to someone you know today, share this message. Amen? Amen? So that God can get the glory and break that lustful spirit out of their life. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. I want you to examine yourself today as I close. And I want you to really take some time to really search your soul and ask the Most High God to shine a light on anything that's in your life that will cause eternal separation from God. And that comes, what, from lust. I want you to say this small prayer with me, okay? Say, dear God, I confess I am a sinner. I have been lusting all my life. If it wasn't lust for money, it was lust for things. It was lust for sex. It was lust for power. It was lusting after the world. But Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. Please, Father God, come into my life and clean up my heart. Father God, I need you to clean up my mind and my actions. Father God, I trust you completely to create in me the kind of person that you want me to be, that you created me to be, that you purpose and plan for me to be. And Father God, I praise you for loving me when I was such a lustful person that caused me to be a sinner. Father God, I will not let you down. From this moment on, Father God, I will serve you and only you. In Jesus Christ Yeshua's name, Father God, I thank you in advance. Thank you in advance, Father God. Amen and amen. Let everyone say amen, amen. That's all you have to say. Talk to God. If you know you are a man of God, you know you are a woman of God, and you're struggling with lust, this lust had became or is a giant in your life. Do you not know that the Most High God would destroy every lust, temptation, everything in your life today if you turn it over to Him? But you got to give it to God. Amen? I want you to remember this scripture. James chapter 1, 14 through 15 says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Beloved, that means once that sin has become full grown in your eternal separation from God will be your covering. So I want you to really pray about that, because a lot of times, beloved, we don't understand. Galatians chapter 5, 16 says, "This I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Romans chapter 14, 12 says, "Every one of us shall give account of himself to God." Hebrews chapter 4 and 13 says, "All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him." James chapter 4, 17 says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Mark chapter 8, verses 36 says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Beloved, if you want to get this right before the Most High God, I need you to be real with you. I need you to take a look in the mirror. I need you to identify the lust that's in your life, that's driving you to be disobedient to God, that's driving you to be fake with people. Time out for faking and shaking, naming it and claiming it. Huh? Time out for all this pretense. You're not on a stage. You're not a performer. You are God's creation. Amen? So, look at yourself today, amen? You know, that's homework for you today. Recognize the weaknesses in your life, amen? Amen? Amen. The devil will really attack you in your strong areas because he knows that he doesn't have a good chance of causing you to fail or fall in the area. So what does he do? He looks for your weakest spot, and every one of us, there's a weakness that you brushed under the rug and don't want to even admit that it's there. But the Bible says we are to flee youthful lust. Amen? And I'm going to leave the scripture with you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 22. "Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Amen. Well, guys, I pray that something I've said was a blessing to you and your family. And if it was, guys, I'm asking that you leave me a comment below. Tell me what you think about lust. Okay? Tell me what you think about it and be real to yourself and know that God loves you today. Stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next show, guys, you go in peace. Love you now. Bye-bye.
Laying sick on my bed, Jesus told Moses to behave. That's why I gotta open my mouth and praise him. I wanna praise him.
Put your hands in the air, cause he cares. Put your hands in the air, cause he's there.
Walking into the church to pray, doesn't matter what they say. All I know is that I'm here to stay, falling on my knees to pray. Jesus gave me a second chance, now I feel a holy day. That's why I lift my ears towards heaven. I wanna praise him.
Put your hands in the air, cause he cares. Put your hands in the air, cause he's there.
He's giving me a second chance.
Put your hands in the air, cause he cares. Put your hands in the air, cause he's there.
Looking outside, I see you're anywhere. It brings joy to my world. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ has shed his precious blood, so can't you feel his love? That's why I gotta lift my hands and praise him. I wanna praise. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.